Howdy, folks. I want to welcome you to another episode of Life Around the Fire. My name is David Utari, and I'll be your host today. We are a podcast that is devoted to spiritual growth. And when I'm talking about spiritual growth, I'm referring to growth in our relationship with God and in our relationships with one another. What I'd like to do in this particular episode is share a couple of stories with you and then bring them together and express a point at the end of them. But when I reflect back over some things, you know how life itself just gives us illustrations all the time? It's amazing. One situation that I'm going to express up front, the first one actually, is this. I lived in a really cool area in Jacksonville, Florida, called the Southside. And there was a little community on the south side of Jacksonville that had a bunch of little man-made lakes and various townhomes that were built around those lakes. Really a cool environment. Loved it. It was great. The neighbors were pretty cool. The layout was absolutely phenomenal. They kept the grounds clean, except there was one area that was a community dumpster area. They had a few of them around where they had a big dumpster. And, of course, it was cordoned off by particular bricks and the building walls and all that stuff, right? So it looked nice. However, when you'd get behind the scenes and empty your trash or put it in the dumpster, at nighttime, especially at nighttime, there would be raccoons that would be everywhere eating the trash. And there was one big raccoon. He was he looked like a bloated Marlon Brando. Man, I'm telling you, this thing, in fact, I nicknamed him Marlon. I'm telling you, it was huge. And I would say, get out of here. And it would look at me like, you get out of here. I'm telling you, this thing would not move. And if it did, it would just look at me. And then on its own terms, it would walk away slowly. The others, if I came around, would just scurry. They would take off. Man, I'm telling you, it was, I kind of laughed. But at the same point in time, it was a challenge. Well, the other story, real life illustration story is this. I also lived in the same city, Jacksonville, Florida. Beautiful part of the city called Riverside, right? Riverside is kind of an artsy area. It is really developed by young professionals primarily. And so it was a pretty cool environment. However, the neighborhood folks loved to feed stray cats. No doubt. They loved to keep cat food out for the stray cats. And they were all over Riverside. And there was one big stray cat. Once again, the thing looked like a bloated Marlon Brando. This cat was so big that I thought that at first it might be a wild cat. And it wasn't. It was just a big, fat cat. And when I would say, get out of here, once again, the cat would look at me like, you get out of here. And I'm like, what is the deal with this? You know, I got no authority or what? So I would persist, and the cat would finally, I don't know, get sick of sounding the sound of my voice or something, and it just walk away, not really intimidated. Well, the point to this whole story is this. There are things that can creep into our lives that feed off of the trash or the things that we leave out for the strays. Interesting. There are things that we do that are like food that negative powers seem to gravitate toward. Things that we really, really, really should probably incinerate or annihilate out of our life. We either take them to a place that is inferior to deal with, or we just leave the cat food out and we're going to have stray cats. We're going to have problems. That can even reach to the point of it being demonic. You say, you don't want demons. Well, stop leaving demon food out, right? If you don't want problems, stop leaving problem food out. We are responsible for the trash in our lives. We're responsible for the junk in our lives. And with the help of God, we can find ways to deal with that stuff so that we're not inviting things into our lives that are problematic, like having a big fat raccoon or a big fat cat. You know, of and by themselves, you look and say, that's not the problem. Not really. But you get enough stray cats, enough raccoons, and if they are just left to run wild and take over things, they will. They will. And if that one big fat cat is the one that monitors everything else that's going around, well, you know, leaving that one around isn't a good idea. Right? So we need to be diligent in how we deal with things. And if you have things going on in your life that are problematic and they seem to be spiritual in nature, try removing the food source. Ask God to show you what food source it is that they are feeding on, and invite the Holy Spirit to remove that from your life so that you could be free. We don't need to have stray problems continually influencing our lives. We can actually walk in righteousness, joy, and get this one right here, peace. You can actually walk in peace, live in peace. You can live your life daily in peace without having strife, without having envy, bitterness, rejection, all that other stuff, man. We can walk where things are right, where the inside of you is right in relationship with God. Your relationship with God is right, man. It's solid. And you have a sense of joy because your relationship with God is really in good shape. And peace, come on, peace like a river. Also, with other people, we can actually walk in peace inside. Other people can be going crazy. They can be bouncing off the wall. They can be screaming at you. But you can maintain your peace when it is the peace of God given to you because of the nature of God when you are born again. We can walk in righteousness, joy, and peace. We don't have to walk being distracted by the stuff around us in our lives if we're not feeding it or if we're not dealing with our trash properly. So that's the moral of the story, guys. And I know for a fact that these things work because they are at work in my life right now. What I'd like to do is take a moment and pray with you pertaining to this thing. So let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for the reality of your life at work within us. When we invite you to come and to dwell within us. When we look to you and we say, Jesus, I believe that you love me. I believe that you have shed your blood for me. I believe that you died for me, that you rose again from the dead so that I could too rise up from this dead life. And I can live with you forever. We can live. We can abide with you, Lord. Thank you, God, that you have a plan for our lives. And it's not for us to be overrun with strays and with things that are just trying to feed off the trash in our life. We can live free. Lord, thank you. Give us the strength and the power and the wisdom to deal with these things like Jesus dealt with them. And we pray these things in his name. Amen. Amen. And amen. All right, folks. Once again, I love you. If you have any thoughts, questions, concerns, please feel free to drop us a line at liferonthefire@gmail.com. We'll get back in touch with you. In the meantime, God bless you and adios, amigos.